You too, sir.
Case number 10643, Liberty Towers LLC, west of Road 78, a special use exception for a communication tower and a variance from the maximum allowable height requirement for a tower.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Board, Richard Lemanowitz on behalf of Liberty Towers. For the record, that's LEMANOWICZ. Liberty Towers is seeking a special use permit as well as a variance to construct a 195-foot tall communications facility on the property located at 4148 Woodland Ferry Road. Liberty Towers has leased a 100-foot by 100-foot area of that property for its communications tower, including an equipment compound at the base of the proposed tower. The applicant's special use for permit requires us to demonstrate that there are no existing communications facilities or tall structures within 2 miles of the proposed facility. In this case, there are no facilities within 3 miles or more of the proposed communications tower. Additionally, we're required to demonstrate that the facility will be set back at least one-third of the height of the proposed tower from all property lines where the tower will be located. This tower is well beyond one-third of the height of the tower from all property lines. The compound that will surround the communications facility will be enclosed by a fence that is at least 6 feet tall. In this particular case, it will be 8 feet tall. Within that compound will be the equipment cabinets that are utilized for the operation of the antennas that will be installed on the communications tower at 190 feet above ground level. Additionally, the applicant is required to demonstrate or provide testimony that the tower can accommodate multiple users. This particular tower is designed to accommodate at least 6 communications towers or antennas. We do make the facility available to other carriers in addition to the one proposing to use this facility. We are required to obtain a variance to exceed the maximum permitted height of 150 feet for the agricultural district. The requirement that the tower be 195 feet tall is not something created by the applicant. It is simply due to the fact that there are no existing structures within the 3 mile area. This facility is designed to serve as a single solution for a demand or a gap in coverage in this area. In the area along Route 78 or Woodland Ferry Road, there is a gap in communications coverage. It is created by the absence of any communications towers in the area. By building this tower to 195 feet tall, we'd be able to fill that gap in coverage and eliminate the need for additional communications towers in the area. It would be the minimum variance that would be required to allow the applicant to fill their gap in coverage. In addition, this facility will not have any significant adverse effect on the surrounding area, including public health, safety, and welfare. We have obtained a determination from the Federal Aviation Administration indicating that this facility will not have an adverse effect on air navigation. And we have also prepared a planner's report providing photographic simulations of what the tower will look like if it were constructed on the subject property. I have prepared an exhibit packet that includes exhibits 1 through 8. I have ample copies available for the members of the board. Would there be any objection to me handing them forward for the board's consideration?
Start at that end.
Very good. And briefly, I'll just read the title of the exhibits into the record, and I'd ask that they be admitted into the record for purposes of your consideration. Exhibit 1 is a copy of the application that was filed by Liberty Towers with the Sussex County Zoning Board of Adjustment. Exhibit 2 is a copy of a redacted land lease agreement between Liberty Towers and the record owner of the property. Exhibit 3 is a copy of the deed for the property. Exhibit 4 is a copy of the corrected deed for the subject property, indicating that the property is currently owned by the O'Days. Exhibit 5 is a copy of a radio frequency design report demonstrating that there are no existing towers within a 2 mile or a 3 mile radius of the proposed tower, and substantiating the need for a facility at this location at a height of 195 feet above ground level. Exhibit 6 is a copy of our FAA determination of no hazard to air traffic. Exhibit 7 is a copy of a planner's report that was submitted with the application. It contains photographs of what the tower would look like if it were constructed on the subject property. Those photographs are at the back of Exhibit 7, so it's shown as Tab 7. And there's an aerial photograph showing where photographs were taken of the subject property. A balloon was flown to an elevation of 195 feet above ground level, and photographs were taken of that balloon to verify that it was at a height of 195 feet. And then a tower similar to the one that will be constructed on the site was superimposed into the photograph to provide a visual assessment of what the tower will look like on the property. Finally, Exhibit 8 is a copy of the site plan that was submitted with the application with the latest revision date of 6/1/2010. It would be the applicant's position that we meet all of the requirements necessary for grant of the necessary special use exception, and that we are one-third of the height of the tower from all property lines. There are no existing towers within a 2 mile or a 3 mile radius of the proposed facility. The tower can accommodate multiple users or multiple wireless communication providers. An 8-foot fence will enclose the compound, and the proposed facility will not have an adverse effect on the surrounding neighborhood or public health, safety, and welfare. Additionally, it is our position that the necessary variance to allow the tower to be 195 feet tall can be met, as substantiated by Exhibit 5, demonstrating that a tower of 195 feet would be required to adequately fill the gap in coverage in this area. That would be the completion of my case in this matter.
Do you have particular users under contract at this point in the event the tower's approved?
This is identified for use by AT&T.
This is an AT&T tower?
Correct.
Do you have any other users who've committed to use that tower yet?
Not at this time.
How many users would be able to locate on the tower?
It's designed, I believe, to accommodate six.
Six?
Yes.
What is the closest tower?
The closest facility is about 4 miles away, and it is a monopole tower being used by T-Mobile.
Do you have a professional witness as far as the technical capabilities?
I would have submitted my Exhibit A5. It was prepared by Paul Dugan. I've included his CV indicating his credentials to substantiate the report. His CV or his resume is shown as page 6 of 6 in that report, and it is sealed by Mr. Dugan as a registered engineer in the state of Delaware.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to show the lapse of coverage in that area to show us? You have any data for that?
We don't have your typical coverage map showing the absence of coverage, and the reason for that is the distance from all of the surrounding towers. There is one tower. It is approximately 4 miles away from the proposed site.
Right.
It is only being used by T-Mobile. Beyond that, the closest site is 10 miles away. So a coverage map in this area would indicate that there is absolutely no coverage from the prospective users of this site. So in this particular case, the applicant did not prepare typical coverage maps, and their position simply is there absolutely is no coverage in this area.
And how about as far as the height? The difference between 150 feet to 195 feet, do you have anything to show us the difference in that? What's going on?
Again, the applicant's position there is that 195 feet allows them to accommodate all prospective users. There are six licensed wireless communications providers in this area. A height of 190 feet allows for ample room for all of the proposed carriers that may identify a need to use this site.
Mm-hmm.
Simply stated, if it's 150 feet, we may not be able to accommodate all six users that are licensed to provide wireless service in this area.
Okay. And this is the only location in this area that this tower will work. Have you looked at any other areas or had any other proposals?
The applicant Liberty Towers sent a site acquisition consultant out to look for suitable locations that could be used to fill the gap in coverage as well as meet all the special use standards. There were a number of properties that we looked at. Mm-hmm. Some of them had floodplain limitations. Some of them had historic preservation issues and other environmental concerns. This particular property was the one property where we could obtain all of our federal regulatory approvals, including state historic preservation approval and environmental approval.
And what type of impact do you feel that this tower would have in that particular area, Woodland Ferry area, with all the state preservation, land preservation and things?
Based on the size of the property and the minimal impact that a tower presents, it would be the applicant's position that there is no impact on surrounding historic issues or environmental issues. If there were an historic preservation issue or an environmental issue, we would not be permitted to construct this tower at this location.
Do you have also anything on the value of the homes with now before you put a tower up and what it would be? I mean, with no tower now and what it would be when you put one up in that particular area?
We do not have anything in this particular case demonstrating that there would be any effect on surrounding homes. I don't think there are many homes within the surrounding area. The property is considerably large, and I believe that a list of property owners within 200 feet were submitted with the application, and it consisted of six names, and primarily commercial as well as state-owned property.
Okay. So you don't have any information then on any of that?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
One question I have on the T-Mobile tower. You said it was within 4 miles of this site?
Yes.
Is T-Mobile the only provider on that antenna?
That is correct. And there are other towers beyond that facility that are being used by other wireless carriers.
But this facility for T-Mobile would not prove to be sufficient for your applicant?
They could not use that tower to fill their gap in coverage. That's correct.
Because of the location?
That's correct.
How high is that tower? T-Mobile.
I believe it's 150 feet tall.
150 feet?
Yes.
Is this an open field or in a wooded area?
The tower is going to be in what I would call a young woodland, approximately 20 feet tall trees. The eastern portion of the property is currently being farmed.
And is it a house by it, too?
That's correct.
Is it somebody living in that house?
Pardon me?
Somebody live in that house?
Yes, they do.
Is that the owner?
Yes, it is.
Forgive me for not knowing your exhibits here. Do your exhibits address property values?
We do not.
No, I just did ask that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a reason that it doesn't?
The applicant's position was that there were very few homes in the area that didn't warrant the need to produce a study of real estate values if the tower were constructed.
Your neighbor's home, if you put one up, the neighbor's home wouldn't be a consideration? Just one home?
No, neighbors would definitely be a consideration.
Yeah, I can see that position, but just one home.
I agree with you.
There's another picture in here with another home in it. How far is that away from that?
Pardon?
There's another picture here on page 8.
With another home.
Another home there. Is that, how far is that?
The home in the middle ground of that picture?
Yes.
Yeah, that right there.
Cape Cod.
It's like a Cape Cod.
That home is a mile to a mile and a quarter away from our proposed tower.
Is that O'Day too?
That is not O'Day.
It's not O'Day?
No.
There's several houses. Yeah. I guess there is some houses in that woods too, isn't it?
There's several in that woods.
In that woods.
Again, that if you're referring to the photograph on page 8,
yep,
that photograph was taken a mile to a mile and a quarter away from the tower site. And the tower is not visible in that photograph.
If you're going to put a 195-foot tower and 20-foot trees, it would be seen.
The point of the exhibit is to demonstrate that from that location in photograph 8, right, the post tower would not be visible. We flew the balloon to 195 feet went to that location to see if we could identify the balloon. It could not be identified at that location.
And it had lights on it too, right?
We are not required to light it by the FAA. Under 199 feet, the FAA does not require a tower to be lit or marked, unless it's within a glide path. Our Exhibit A6 demonstrates that tower is not required to be lit or marked for purposes of the FAA.
I think we've been putting lights on towers, haven't we?
The county has different requirements.
Yeah.
And we would. I did see in your ordinance that you're required to light the tower every 50 feet, and we would comply with that requirement.
Because there's a lot of spray planes and everything else in that area.
I'm looking at a Google map here, and looks like all open farmland in the radius of a mile and a good half dozen homes.
Don, is a tower in the woods?
I can't answer that. There's no tower.
I mean, okay. No, that's right.
I'm just looking at this Google map online, and it's showing open field.
Every picture they got, I don't know, like it's not in the woods at all.
It's within the young woodland. That's the trees are approximately 20 feet, 25 okay. feet tall.
Mr. Chairman, I need to point out that when Donna Mowbray, the inspector, went to post the property, the application has the wrong map and parcel number.
Okay.
But she did post the property correctly. It's actually off of Ellis Road, not Woodland Ferry.
Really?
We have the district map and parcel number as the O'Day's residence.
Okay.
And it's not. It's the property down Ellis. It's still the O'Day's, but you have to go down Ellis.
So this property is not...
It should be District 531, Map 15, Parcel 1. It was changed after the fact. But everything else stays the same.
What is it? It's district number 531.
Mm-hmm.
Map 15,
not 14.
One. Mm-hmm. You have to go down Ellis.
So it's not 14, it's 15-1.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Do we have a copy of that tax map here?
I do not.
And I guess... for all intended purposes of Google, I'm looking at the wrong parts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate that.
I don't have a copy of the exact parcel, but it's close on the...
Okay.
I mean, it's still the right parcel. It just it'll be in the back then instead of where they're,
it's
I guess, back of the parcel.
It's still in by the O'Days. The application, when it was submitted, had... their residence as the district map and parcel.
Oh, okay.
Which is not the fact.
And Ellis Road being
the same thing we got in the back there.
38, is that right? Yes.
That's their
this is,
residence.
538.
See the Ellis Road down to the right? The bottom here, see Ellis?
Okay, yeah.
You gotta go
the tower.
Down,
down that way.
To the back, yes.
Back
still, yeah, but it's still, yeah.
The compound and for the tower would be 1,542 feet off of Woodland Ferry Road, Route 78.
Yes.
From that intersection of Ellis Road.
If you see Exhibit 8 that he submitted, you can see the location.
So it's actually road, the parcel's on Road 538, Ellis Road.
That's correct.
And how far from Woodland Ferry Road?
1,500,
yes.
More than 1,500 feet.
Okay. So it's in close proximity, but
yes.
I do see a lot of wooded area there.
Well, you can't tell. If you look at Exhibit 8, of what he submitted, or...
Z1 and A8 may be helpful.
This is... This is showing the same thing as Woodland Ferry Road.
But if you see Ellis
but
at the bottom,
Ellis, that's where it is.
That
okay.
To the back.
Right, okay.
Instead of being 1,500 feet, it's about roughly maybe 1,600, 1,650. So there's about 100, it's only 150 feet difference, I guess, to where the one is going to be. Would that be about right?
About right.
So.
Close.
Pretty close.
Which it would appear then only a couple of homes within a mile radius.
Mm-hmm. I think there's six in there. Because right? You had some in the woods where I've looked there. Saying,
Maybe you've already stated this, but I want to make sure. How far off the road will the tower be? Off of Ellis Mill?
105 feet off of Ellis Mill Road.
405 feet?
105.
105 feet.
Actually, if you could take into consideration the distance from the property line to the actual cartway of Ellis Mill Road, it would be closer to 124.3 feet.
Okay, are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Okay, and Mr. Mills?
Not right now.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter from Sylvia Passwater in favor.
One person. Okay. Hey, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you have a seat, sir, in the front.
Sandra Spence,
185. Address.
Oh, 15479 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Thank you. Thank you. I just have a couple of comments.
Okay.
One is that the description of this project that was in the minutes that were published on the internet for the public to be aware of where the project is located simply said that it was west of Road 78. It didn't really specify very closely exactly where it was, and obviously tonight you've learned that it wasn't even where the original application said it was. So I think that you need to give more time for the public to comment until they can know where it actually is. And the second thing is that since you only got something about this fat tonight, I think you also need a little bit more time to review it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Again, is there anyone else here in opposition to this application? Madam Secretary, do we have any?
We do, from Amelia Wright, which I handed out to you. It's very lengthy.
Okay.
In opposition to the application.
Yes, it is. Really need time to read that. That's a thick one, too.
This lady's presented, I guess, a good question is, was it advertised properly as the parcel?
No, because it had the wrong district map and parcel number.
Is that what appeared in print?
No.
The advertising that was published, which is really the only required advertising, was that accurate or was that the wrong
parcel? Her Joyce, yes, who does the advertising. But if someone were to come in and look at the application, it has the wrong district map and parcel number, but it was advertised correctly per Joyce Watkinson, who does the advertising.
Council, what do you?
I should table it. Let me look into that. We've never had that one before.
No, and also it gives time to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think that would be in the best interest. Give council time to look at that. So this is the first, and you did bring up a very good point. Thanks. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
For opposition.
No other opposition. I call it that was the end they needed. Nope.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 10,643.
Until
council
can council gets back
confirm that it's properly advertised.
Next meeting's
next Monday night, so it'd have to be the August.
Yeah,
first
the
meeting
August.
August.
Be the August one.
The August Third?
Yes.
Second, August the 2nd. Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,643 until the August 3rd meeting.
Second.
Second.
August 2nd, I'm sorry. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. So let me get this down the table until 8/3/10.
I would also ask that I heard that there was an 8-foot fence, and I'd like confirmation that that doesn't require variance.
So this chain link, it does not.
Doesn't.
I understand that. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Okay, you're okay.